Could I ask, what's the difference between wrong view and the vipalasas? Are vipalasas just example of wrong view? Because we have one of them being seeing the self where there is no self, but the other one seeing the beautiful where there is not, and seeing permanence where there is not.
There are vipalasas with all akusala, citta.
Different but vipalasas with different...
Sometimes there are ditti vipalasa, and sometimes there are citta and sanya vipalasa without ditti.
So is ditti vipalasa always when involving seeing self where
when
there is
whenever
no
ditti arises. Now we're just talking about realities like speculating, or not really understand it. Like, for example, whether there is ditti now, but it's only thinking. Like, is there vitakka cetasika right now? See, it's only thinking. But when awareness is aware of a reality, no need to use any term, because that characteristic cannot be other element at all. This is the way to learn to understand reality, because there are realities right now. And the more we understand the way it arises by different conditions, there will be less clinging to realities for self or as self at all. For example, we talk about seeing many, many times a year. See how many times? But it's still not clear about seeing, because it's only thinking about it, not the understanding that characteristic which now experiences whatever appears. From moment to moment of developing understanding, not intentionally, but there are conditions to understand it or to think about it, like whisper object. How many times a day one thinks about that which is seen as that which can be seen only? No wealth, no people, nothing, no trees, no flowers, only that which can be seen. And after lots of thinking.
Thinking.
So that can be known. Mm. That can be directly experienced by hearing more and understanding more about the nature of those elements.
Maybe
as
for
they
some
are.
Of us there's never anything more than just understanding thinking.
They pass the term visible object like they know, but actually no understanding, no contemplation with right understanding about even right now. So it has to be right now, otherwise there's no way. We just read or listen to the teaching with words, understanding the term only, like visible object, when one is asked what is seen, visible object. But what is the nature of it? It's that which can be seen, and where is it? Without the four primary rupas, there can never be that which can impinge on the eye sense. For citta to arise and experience it, to know that it is real, it's a reality different from other reality.
Does satipatthana arise without our awareness of it?
Sati is awareness, no you.
So, I remember I once heard Sukhin say in a talk, I think I have never had satipatthana, and I guess I would feel the same way now. If satipatthana is something other than, well, awareness of thinking, okay, but awareness of visible object, as I said to you today, I just...
The awareness of thinking is still thinking for us.
Mm.
It's just intellectual understanding, maybe chinta maya panya at best, not bhavana maya panya, I mean for me. This sutta maya panya, chinta maya panya, and bhavana maya panya.
But it's very good for me to hear you talking. I'm really grateful to hear such a direct teaching that'll bring me back to the present moment.
Because usually people think about the new words like satipatthana, but now each reality is patthana, the object of sati, when sati arises. But when sati does not arise, how can it be the object for understanding?
And a concept cannot be an object of sati, is that right?
Because a concept is not a reality.
So thinking all day, thinking about concepts.
Thinking is not self. It's conditioned to think. Like, it's conditioned to see.
When you think you're seeing a car, that's not real, isn't it? Because only seeing sees visible object. Mm. And a car is a concept. Mm-hmm. So you can't have satipatthana of a car.
And it doesn't mean that one should try very hard to think like that. But by understanding, when there are conditions for thinking like that, it arises. And it's the beginning of the development of understanding, that which appears. Otherwise, there's no way to get rid of the idea of self at all. It seems like, there's no need to know it, but actually, whatever appears, before becoming a sotapanna, there must be less and less doubt about reality with more direct understanding of reality which appears, no selection.
And we even have to be, have a hiri otapa about not knowing.
At moment of understanding, there are hiri and otapa. No need to pinpoint when and where. When it does not appear, how can one know that it's that which we call, or use the term hiri, or that which is what we call otapa? Each one is different from the others.
Anyone want to jump in? And
no.
I've also wondered about hiri otapa. I love the expression, the twin guardians, and I consider them my good friends who keep me out of trouble and so on. I know there's just stories. But it always puzzles me how hiri seems to be defined in terms of our reputation, what people think about us, our family, like what kind of family we come from. I don't want to do this sort of thing because it's not something that... And that always seems like so wrapped up in self and stories
because
about self.
Because people have different conditions to think differently.
So that can be helpful to think about self at times.
No need to say that whether it's helpful or not, whether it arises by conditions or not. For example, coming here, is there no hiri and otapa to come to listen? It's there, unknowingly, but it's there. So it's different from hiri otapa by way of the worldly hiri and otapa.
But I appreciate the hiri otapa very much.
Moment of kusala.
So you appreciate the hiri otapa which bring you here?
I came here completely with a self interest.
No.
I want to be
hiri otapa to listen to the teachings.
Well,
different moments.
Yeah, different moments. Partially, I want to be happy. I read that if we listen to the Dhamma and approach a teacher, it's a deed of merit. I like the idea of doing merit.
That very moment, no hiri otapa, when there's like about it. But when it's kusala, no matter you think of it, it's there. It's there. No you.
I do appreciate that.
I think, Ajahn, something that you've said over and over that I find helpful and keep coming back to is that as understanding develops, understanding of the present moment, the reality now, kusala will develop. There will be more detachment and there will be more development of kusala. So if we think in our minds, oh, I want to be more generous or be more this or more that, you're in a way going away from it because that's not how it will ever happen. You've continually underlined the importance of developing understanding of this moment. And as I said earlier, it's something that's becoming clearer to me why it is so important. But we can get very sidetracked by different words and different meanings and thinking we can develop this or that, where if we can really focus in on what Ajahn is saying in terms of the understanding of the present moment, the rest will just follow suit and it comes with the package. So to speak, the more understanding is developed, the more kusala there will be, the more banya there will be, and the more many of these other factors will arise as well. It's very easy to lose track of the goal.
Because When Panya sees reality as it is, it's clearer than just thinking about whether I have Hiri or Otakpa, because at that moment it's a reality. By understanding the reality, it conditions more and more.
But I think, one reason I'm here, Ajahn, is that I think a few months ago I left the internet group and I said, okay, I'm going to get off the internet, I'm going to stop. And it's true, for a couple of months, I hardly touched the internet. I had a very, what I considered to be the kind of lifestyle I wanted to have, in strictly conventional terms. And as a result of that, I think conditions were created for me to listen. And I started reading Perfections again. And through that book, I started listening to you again. And I think that if I had been caught up in my previous behavior, my mind would have been all messed up and full of remorse and full of confusing energy. And I think it's partially because of the kind of conventional behavior that I established, I was able to start listening to you again.
And what you take for I is Panya, which knows. So the teachings talk about realities in daily life, each moment, to understand the true nature of them as not self.
So I think if we enjoy studying Abhidhamma and thinking, of course, about Hiri, Otapa, performing functions, Dhammas, performing functions, that kind of intellectual understanding, it's not just a matter of trying to understand new terms, it's appreciating that there are Dhammas that perform functions.
But does one know that it's only word? When we talk about Hiri and Otapa, Otita, or visible object, because it seems like we pass things very rapidly to another word and another word and another word all the time. What about citta? See, each word should be considered very deeply to really get closer to understand the nature of it, not just.
So do you think if we study chetasikas in detail, it can sidetrack us from just appreciating?
No, I don't think so. But it depends on whether it brings more understanding about the subtlety of reality right now. For example, we can talk about vitakka chetasika. How many chittas does it arise with? Why? Not just to know more details about the story only, but to see how the way it is, no one can change it. Even Buddha himself taught according to his enlightenment the way realities are. So we can know that no one can condition any citta. It has to be like that. For example, the citta which sees, hears, do not have the vitakka chetasika with it. Why? Because the way it is. By Dhamma, which conditioned the citta to arise. So no need to have vitakka chetasika. But after that citta, immediately the next citta needs that. So we can understand how it is very subtle, very difficult without Buddha who can know that. So as we don't know the citta with different chetasikas yet, should we think more about it? Or what about understanding each word like that which sees, in order to really understand it, by knowing that it's conditioned by how many chetasikas. But you see that the processes of citta are quite different, because now there are many processes unknown. Whatever that appears only seeing, does thinking also appear? No. And hearing. So there are spaces in between with lots of citta and chetasikas arising and falling. So it cannot be known by thinking about it, but it can be directly understand that which appears. And when we understand the satipatthana, we know that there is not just seeing, because there is attachment to that which is seen when it appears to awareness. Now there is attachment to that which is seen, but it does not appear to sati. What appears is only seeing, and the sign of the arising and falling away of citta, which is the nimitta of
what it is, not that which arises. And by knowing this, we know that we live in the world of thought, like the magician playing all around with the reality so fast that no one knows the truth of it at all. Like now, it seems like there are many people, garden, trees, but actually it's only one unit of this split seconds reality which is conditioned to arise and following succeedingly all the time without understanding. And while understanding this, hiri otapa are there, all wholesome realities are there, but not as I at moment of understanding. So while one listens to Dharma, it can condition more understanding, deeper understanding, to really understand the moment when whatever appears, little by little. And this is why the pariyatti is helpful condition to better understand, which is patipatti, because patti is particular and patti is reach or approach with right understanding and awareness to understand that particular reality. Without understanding theoretically or intellectually, there is no way to have conditions to understand that. Even one thing, like seeing, or touching, or thinking. But there are much more than that, which is unknown. That can be known by conditions according to one's accumulation and panya.
Chan seems almost that if we talk about the present moment and someone is not interested, has no interest in understanding the present moment, it's surely due to akusala.
It depends, because there are many levels of kusala.
But would kusala say?
It's not the way to eradicate akusala.
I did want to ask you, Ajahn, in my case, I like to learn by listening, but should I also do what I don't like to do? Which is study books more consistently. And what is your advice about accumulations in terms of coming to the Dharma and understanding the Dharma?
Understanding is useful to me. Someone just pick up Dharma book and say that, oh, it's good, no matter what Dharma book, no understanding at all. But no matter listening or reading with understanding, deeper and deeper, not just past all the terms like, oh, it is seeing, mm-hmm. seeing not self or something like that, but what is seeing when seeing arises. This is very important. Like in the Buddha's time, no book, but there are realities to be directly known. When he talk about by seeing, he talk about that which sees now and that which is seeing now. And thinking and liking or disliking everything now. And what we read is all about what he taught about realities in daily life, each moment, to really understand whatever happens, even at moment of seeing or thinking, liking or disliking, walking, standing, everything.
Transgression.
All are taught, because they are different realities. No one knows. This is the point to understand reality. But people today think that while one is ready, it's like one understands. But actually, one thinks by one's own accumulation, rightly or wrongly, depending on accumulation.
And talking about accumulations, would it be fair to say that the development of understanding is coming to understand one's accumulations?
We have accumulations now to be here, with different accumulation to understand what we talk about, more or less.
I would I'm trying to say is that with this, any idea of whether we should be doing this or doing that is...
It's only thinking. So it depends all up to conditions. Mm-hmm.
And just on this end, Paddy, which you mentioned earlier, I think at lunch you said that a lot of people don't understand the real meaning of Paddy. Mm-hmm.
Because you see that now we're talking about realities, it's not Paddy yet, right? But when there's more and more understanding, there's no thinking about other things, because at that moment it turns on to be aware. Without right understanding, what can condition that? Not going astray to other objects or thoughts. Because now, like, awareness is aware of that which has a reason for things like that. Because one is trying to do in order to understand. So it's not the understanding of that which has a reason already by conditions. So how can they understand reality right now as that which is conditioned? By conditions, not by anyone at all. And it's there because it has a reason, and it passes away when there's more understanding of it. Not of other things like now I know or I think about other things instantly after that. It's like touching on with understanding of a reality right now. And we can understand the reality or the characteristic of awareness or touching, vitaka or other reality, not by thinking but by its appearing. Like hardness, softness, no word, because no one can express the way it is as soon as it has risen and passed away instantly. But Panya can understand it as just a reality. Not permanent, even right now, seeing, hearing, touching, thinking.
And if there is just thinking about those concepts about realities, still, that's something. Many times I've heard Nina say in the talks, she say, well, now I'm going to leave Thailand and go back, and why can't I remember what you teach me when I'm here? And I guess now I'm going to probably think the same thing, like, now I'm listening to you and I understand this.
When it's understanding, it keeps on in the mind.
So John and Sarah and others have listened to you for 40 years and still the same message again and again.
What else is there to talk about?
I can see that.
Even from Buddha's time up to now, all about reality right now.